Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Listen, before we get rolling here, go over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, a good guy, allows people like me to make a few bucks, you know, on this big interweb thing because Facebook isn't letting it happen, right? And Twitter's not letting it happen anymore. It's just nuts. So you hear of a guy that's willing to spend his money on the causes that we believe in and the causes you believe in. And some of you have said, you know, it's too expensive. Well, I gotta differ with you. When you buy that stuff from China, what is the cost to us as a whole? All right, save a few extra bucks. Look, the slippers, $39. Right now, use promo code Joe. They've come way down in price. The sheets have come down in price. Pillows, pillowcases, towels. We have the towels, the sheets, the pillowcases, and the pillow, and I have the slippers. And I'm telling you, it's worth a few extra bucks. You won't buy them as much. They'll last longer. You keep your money here. You keep Americans in this country working. I mean, ultimately, isn't that what we want? Right? We want our people working. We want to take care of ours first. Then we can take care of others. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, coming to you live from North Venezuela. That's right. I mean, we're just before the show started, we had an internet outage. That's always exciting. Gets the pucker factor going. And then on top of that, we have power outages from time to time. I mean, what's that all about? Aren't we in California? We should have all this sun and all this green energy going in COVID. Just nuts. Truly just nuts. You know, before COVID, before the left got a really, real hard, strong hold on our government, on our money, on what ends up in our stores, there was an abundance. There was an over of abundance. Oh, this is going to be fun. Let's go to Nancy in California on Christmas. Nancy, are you ready for Christmas? Like, before everything?
You are so funny. Joe, you know, it doesn't matter if people think Santa is white or black or yellow or red because Santa is a pagan figure. I mean, I know I'm blowing this out for a lot of people, but I feel like I have to tell the truth. And the truth is, there is no date. As Alfonso said, there is no date of Christmas as December 25th in the Bible. It was a pagan holiday. Yeshua, Jesus in English, was born during the celebration of Sukkot, which is in the fall, which is maybe why he loves the fall so much. because that's when it all happened. And I know that people are not willingly going to change their quote-unquote traditions, but I, throughout all my life, have learned to face what the truth is and deal with it from there.
Yeah, the December 25th is the sun god day for the pagans, you're right. And it was one of those days where, again, just like with Easter Sunday, what they call Easter Sunday,
yeah.
We've talked about that on the show before, where the December 25th, they figured they would get more people, the Catholic Church actually brought it into being, they could get more people involved in the quote-unquote religion if they tied it to that, therefore, bringing more people in. And I'm in agreement with you. Let's really celebrate it when we're supposed to and how we're supposed to celebrate it. I don't read about the tree. It's like Easter, Nancy, my argument at Easter. I don't read anything about a chocolate bunny, a chocolate cross, a chocolate Jesus.
No. Those were symbols of paganism for fertility god.
Yep. Yep, you're exactly right.
And rabbit. I mean, that's what it was. And the thing is, it's like it's happening, that same theory is happening today, as in if we don't admit the truth of what's happening, we're never going to claim victory.
The truth don't feel good, though, Nancy. Come on. Don't spoil my party. So anyway, hey, we got to go commercial here in a second. Thanks for calling.
I'm an odd one.
I always appreciate you calling. Thanks for calling, and you have a great rest of the day.
You too, Joe. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, she's right. I go through this with you guys every year. At Easter, I go through it at Christmas. And you heard what Zoe said, basically. You know, yeah, we've picked a day to celebrate. The day was chosen incorrectly to begin with, and not by mistake, on purpose. Thinking that we could mix, but you know, there's the issue. I talk about other religious beliefs on the show a lot, and I always say, you know, if the Christian community as a whole could come together on the basics, right, they would be a force to reckon with. But they're just as fractured as pretty much the parties are, political parties are. You know, there's fractions between Republicans and Democrats, but then you can dig really deep at the amount of fractions that's from within each one of those groups. You know? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're with me, the time that you spend with us. Look, my guest after the break, Jamie Puerta, lost his son to fentanyl and has made it his goal to make people aware of what's going on with it. We'll talk about him and his son on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
To your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 55 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website. We can find us. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a live chat room going on. There's all kinds of ways to communicate with the show. Now, you guys know, as of late, since I became aware, or woke in a good way, when it comes to the fentanyl crisis in this country, I have been on the kick of making sure that we understand truly what this is all about. And frankly and honestly, you know, I have Kerry Quash on the show on a regular basis. We talk about the drug issue, your kids. So when it comes to dope, we do a segment called It's Not Your Grandfather's Dope, because it isn't. Drugs today are so much different than they were back in the 60s and 70s. And I'm not saying that it was okay then at all, but I mean, today it's making physical changes to the brain when you talk about marijuana. It's so much more potent. Psychotic issues are up tremendously in this. But when it comes to drugs and taking of drugs, these kids feel, a lot of young people feel, like they've got it figured out. They know what it is. And some of you older folks remember Reefer Madness. biggest mistake the government ever made in putting that video out. It just made a mockery of people who take drugs. These kids today, though, I sound like my dad, these kids today, they really don't understand what they're getting, what they're buying, and what they're doing. And they're being sold a bill of goods that just isn't real, and it's a bill of goods of death. I've got Jamie Huerta on with me. He's a United States Marine Corps veteran and founder and chief executive officer of Huerta and Associates. But really, I'm sure the closest thing to his heart right now is his fight against fentanyl use and kids dying all across the country, being himself a victim, if you would, of his son Daniel passing away due to a fentanyl poisoning. Jamie, thanks for being with me, and thanks for being willing to talk about this.
Oh, thank you so much for the invitation, Joe. I truly appreciate it.
All right, so let's let people know about your situation and what happened and what drug you into this.
My son Daniel Joseph started dabbling a little bit with marijuana in 10th grade, and unfortunately, on March 31st, well, I'm just skipping a lot, but on March 31st of 2020, Daniel connected with a drug dealer on Snapchat, and he asked me if he could take our dog Birdie for a walk, and I said yes. And he left, and he came back 10 minutes later, and we had a normal evening. It was a perfect evening. We had dinner together. He was laughing. I was laughing. We hugged. I said, okay, boy, son, I'll see you tomorrow morning. And when I walked into his room on April the 1st of 2020, I found my son practically dead. So we called 911, and they took him first to Henry Mayo Hospital, and then from there they took him to Los Angeles Children's Hospital, where we were told that there was absolutely nothing that they could do for him because he was in a deep coma, and there was nothing they could do for him. I came back home that night, and I found half a pill that I later found out looked like a blue M30 oxycodone pill, but it wasn't an oxycodone pill. It was a fake pill. It was a cloned pill made of binder and fentanyl, and that took my son's life. And since that very first day of April the 6th of 2020, the worst day of any, well, of my day, of my life anyways, is the loss of my son when he passed away. I began researching, and I became an advocate to trying to stop these drug deaths from happening across our nation.
Yeah, Snapchat's like they're using it like the underground connection. Being part of a school district, I see the information they send back and forth and work with on a regular basis. I always find that they're pretty ingenious in the way they use this stuff and how they communicate with each other. I don't know if you've looked into it, but what would you tell parents to look for in this light?
Well, first and foremost, if you're the parent, you shouldn't be letting him. You should not let your children have Snapchat, period. Unfortunately, a lot of these social media apps were not designed for children. They were designed more for adults, but children don't know that. So they really don't have the wherewithal of how to handle much of the information that's on there. I mean, if you look at the advent of the internet and social media apps, we can see an increase mental health issues with our children in our teens from 11 to 17 years of age. We have an uptick of teenage suicide in this nation. We have an uptick of self-harm, girls cutting themselves or plucking their eyebrows out, bullying, choke-out challenges where children actually, you know, they take the choke-out challenge on Snapchat or on Instagram and unfortunately die. And so
the Tide Pod or the Tide Pod challenge was done on Snapchat, yeah, too.
That was crazy. So unfortunately, a lot of these social media companies, they blanket themselves with Section 230C protections, but there's a chink in the armor. We're starting to finally get to them with through the an avenue what we call product design. And so, you know, they're not immune anymore to lawsuits. In other words, with the protections of Section 230C, before a parent who wanted to hold Snapchat liable for the death of their child or for the harm caused to their child, we couldn't even get it on the steps of a courthouse. Now we're getting closer to the day that we can. So wow. That's Yeah, so it's bad. And then not only that, Joe, but understand that this isn't the 60s, the 70s, or 80s anymore, where drug dealing usually happened on a brick-and-mortar buildings. Now, right. Unfortunately, almost all the drug dealing, except for the people who are in that addicted community or the substance use community in the Tenderloin District or let's say down at Venice Beach or Skid Row or something like that, where people go up to them and sell it, most of these children who are passing away due to fentanyl poisoning are finding their drug dealers who are reaching out to them, or they're reaching out to drug dealers for a whole host of reasons. It could be because they want to try drugs for the first time, or they want to self-medicate, or they've had trauma in their life before, and due to the policies in the United States, as prescription policies now that are, they put basically a cap on how much opioids can be prescribed to a man, woman, or child. A lot of people will go onto the dark web, or they'll go straight onto Snapchat, put a hashtag and the name of a drug, misspell it, though, so the algorithm doesn't pick it up, and they'll be able to connect with the drug dealer. And that drug dealer will deliver that pill to your home. What most people don't understand, or what almost nobody understands, and what the children truly don't understand, is that 100% of all the pills being bought on social media are fakes. All of them are. There's not one pill on there that you can buy that has a pharmaceutical-grade medicine in it. So 100% of all pills being bought off of social media apps like Snapchat are fakes. They're cloned pills made to look exactly like pharmaceutical-grade Oxycontin, Oxycodone, Percocet, Xanax, Valium. Adderall especially is very, very popular with college kids. They clone these pills to make them look exactly like the pharmaceuticals. They buy them, and unfortunately, now we understand, according to Special Agent in Charge at the Los Angeles DEA office, Mr. Bill Bodner, 45% of all of these pills are potentially lethal. So these kids, they're taking something.
Hey, we got to go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a minute. I want to pick up right where you left off. Joe McCain, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll listen to the Joe McCain Show.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden is threatening to break out the veto pen and strike down the House Republican bill to cut government spending and raise the debt limit. This, as GOP lawmakers backing the bill still reportedly haven't collected the votes needed to pass it.
They should avoid default, take it off the table, and have a conversation with the president, his administration, about the budget.
White House says House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's bill to raise the debt ceiling would cut the economy off at the knees. Many economists and top-ranking government officials have warned of catastrophic consequences if the nation is allowed to default on its debts. Washington State is banning the sale of assault rifles, becoming the 10th state to do so. Democratic Governor Jay Inslee said at the signing, "No one needs an AR-15 to protect their family." And that's a quote. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Show 225563. We're talking to Jamie Porta. He lost his son to a fentanyl overdose. Now, when we say that, and I'll have Jamie square that away in a second, it's not what you think it is. When you talk about fentanyl overdoses, this is not, and it's probably a bad term to use to begin with, because it brings to mind right away that they're so into drugs, they're taking so many drugs, they're such a druggie that they just took too many and died. This is not the case in any way, shape, manner, or form. And for some of you people, look, being a school board member, I hear this a lot from parents who either lose kids to drugs or kids that become really hooked on drugs. They always said in the beginning, not my son, not my kid. All right, stop it. Every child is open to the pressure from their peers. We heard about peer pressure back in the 70s when I was going to school. We had peer pressure back in the 70s when I went to school. Don't think it's any different now. It's actually worse. And they're on it even more. Joe Messina, your host. Let's just bring him on. Jamie Porta joins me. And Jamie, before we go on and get lost in it, tell people about your organization. Tell them how they can, you know, see this movie, this documentary. And I tell people, don't see it alone. Grab your son, grab your daughter, grab your kids, sit on a couch, watch it together, and spend some time, after you go through a box of Kleenex, spend some time talking to your kids about it. Go ahead.
Dominic Cherno and Christine Wood, they producers and directors of a documentary called Dead on Arrival. Dead on Arrival was released in September of 2021. I was invited to be a member of or a part of that documentary, which talks about four families who lost their children due to fentanyl poisoning. Not only that, but the director, whose name is Dominic Cherno, a young man out of Orange County, he really speaks the truth of what is happening, not only in our neighborhoods as far as what fentanyl is doing to the neighborhoods, but he lays it out in a way that it just opens everybody's eyes to the problem of fentanyl poisoning. You had mentioned a little bit about, you were touching upon it, a little bit about stigma, where you think that parents say, well, that could never happen to me, or that's never going to happen to my family because well, I just don't have anybody in my family who's either addicted to drugs or is a recreational drug user. Well, I'm sorry, but you are sorely mistaken, because fentanyl is taking everybody. It doesn't discriminate against the race, doesn't discriminate against your religion, the tone of your skin, your age, your heritage, your nothing. It's taking everybody, and it's taking everybody because most people don't know what they are consuming. You brought up a point, so Stop the Void is our organization, www.stopthevoid. We go by Void Victims of Illicit Drugs. You will find two documentaries on our website. One's in English and one's in Spanish. It's the same documentary. And we have been traveling the nation. We've been going to high schools. We've been going to city colleges. We started now doing junior high schools. And we're showing the documentary in gymnasium-type settings where they're bringing all the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. They bring them all in. They show the documentary, and then it's followed up by a quick 10, 15-minute PowerPoint presentation, and then we open it up for question and answer. And usually what we're getting from the children is they had absolutely no idea that this was happening. They understood that a friend of theirs may have died due to fentanyl poisoning, but they just thought, well, they took a pill and it was laced with it. That's not the case. These pills are not being laced. They are straight up counterfeit pills. They're fake pills. They're cloned pills made to look like the pharmaceuticals. And if they, unfortunately, they get that pill that has 2 milligrams of more of fentanyl, it will kill them. So we've had great success with the documentary. I have to commend you, Mr. Messina, because you as a school board member released the documentary into the William S. Hart Union School District, where 22,000 students were able to watch this documentary. I myself have received some feedback and some people have reached out to me, and they were said, thank you, thank you, thank you. Why isn't this documentary in every single junior high and high school in the nation? And I'm not saying it because I was in it, but even the Drug Enforcement Administration has said that this is like one of the most powerful documentaries that anybody has ever done on the fentanyl crisis.
Right. I need to interrupt you for a second, though, because I want people listening to do something. You know, you vote. We're in an election cycle. You vote people in, you vote people out. And many of these boards do not want to admit that they have a drug issue or there's anything going on with drugs in their schools, because that would change their little lily white, you know, the way people look at them. You need to put the pressure on them. You need to put the pressure on those people that you hire, because you do hire them when you vote for them. And you need to make sure that you push hard to get this in there. This isn't reefer madness. I keep bringing that up because, you know, really, it tried to make druggies look crazy. This is not what this is about. Watch the video yourself, and then go ask your school board members, why don't we have this? Why haven't you guys watched this? And when are we bringing it to the school? And go ahead, Jamie.
Thank you. Yeah, so that's exactly what's happening. I was in Fruita College, where we presented to 1,600 students. This Monday, I'm presenting at a Catholic high school in Downey. We did Claremont High Schools this week. We're doing Granada Hills High School. We're doing an academy down in Sherman Oaks. It's just like springing up everywhere, and I think a lot of parents are very concerned about this rainbow fentanyl now that's being marketed towards children, which has really opened up a conversation. Not only that, but the 10 overdoses or poisonings that we saw in Los Angeles County a month ago. So let me really quickly talk about what's the difference between a poisoning and an overdose. I think it all goes to intent. Right? So, I think I'm about your same age, Joe. Yeah, I don't know if you remember this or not, but in 1982, in the city of Chicago, 7 people went and bought extra strength Tylenol.
Yep.
And all 7 of those people died. Why did they die? Did they die because they had consumed too much extra strength Tylenol? Or did they die due to the fact that the Tylenol had been tainted with potassium cyanide? This is exactly the same thing. Our children are being killed by deception. Regardless of whatever the reason it may be that they want to, again, either self-medicate, they want to try drugs. We live in an over-prescribed society where you turn on daytime TV and all of it is prescription drugs for one thing or another. It's not like back in the day that when you experimented, you would experiment with the joints, which didn't have the high THC concentrates that it has now.
Yeah.
Now, children, when these kids, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 years old, for whatever reason, again, want to self-medicate or they want to try drugs for the first time, many of them are not smoking joints. They're not smoking marijuana. A lot of them are trying the pills for the first time. In a survey done with children between the ages of 11 and 17, when asked who is the biggest influence in your life, they had three answers: your parents, your teachers, or your friends. Guess what the answer was in the grand majority of the answers?
Had to be your friends.
Exactly right. Your friend. Children are coming home to no fault of the parents. They have to. We live in a society that both mom and dad have to work just to make ends meet. But you have your 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old getting home with this device in hand, with all the free time. All they have to do is homework and wait till mom and dad get home, and then they can go on here and see what's going on. You know, or they, again, reach out to a drug dealer and unfortunately, you know, connect with somebody and they get a fake pill. It's just, it's happening not only in L.A. County. It's really happening a lot in Saugus. They're not talking enough about it at Saugus or in Santa Clarita Valley. We have all these homes being built. Santa Clarita was voted like the seventh safest city in the United States. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if they knew how many drugs were in this valley, if people would want to move here. But it's not only a Santa Clarita Valley.
But what you're up against, and you know this, Jamie, because you already you've come across it, a lot of the younger parents, right, they don't see a problem with, oh, I tried drugs when I was in school, I got over it, it was a passing fad, it wasn't a big deal. That's what I hear a lot of them say. You know, and one of the things that we didn't talk about was the fact that this stuff is being made, this fentanyl is being put in these pills. Are they trying to wipe out? Are they trying to kill these kids? Or are they trying to hook these kids? And where's that fine line?
When you go to a supermarket and buy extra strength Tylenol and it says 200 milligrams, you know that you're getting 200 milligrams of acetaminophen. In the production and the manufacturing of these cloned pills, of these fake pills, and make them look like oxycodones, Percocets, Valiums, Xanax bars, etc., Adderalls, they make them, but there's absolutely no quality control in making these pills. They'll just grab the binder, they'll throw it in a mixer, they'll throw the fentanyl in there, press the button, mix it up, put it in the pill press machine, and that pill press machine just starts kicking out these pills. And where one pill might only have 1 milligram of fentanyl, one pill may not have anything, just the binder, or the other pill might have 6 milligrams or more. It's like the chocolate chip cookie effect, you know? You don't know how many chips are going to go in a chocolate chip. This is exactly what's happening with these pills. And these dead kids is just the cost of business for them.
That's a great way to put it. You know, it is very easy to figure out. All right, we're going to go a quick break. We'll come back and a lot more on this, people. You better start taking notes. We'll give you the address for the movie. You need to get involved. Your kid, any child around you's life might be at stake. Be back in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if
if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You guys a lot, so this is nothing new, and I tell you that you may not have total control of what goes on in the public school system, but you have a voice, and if you don't have a voice, shame on you. You should have a voice. You go to those board meetings, you go to your principals, you go to your teachers. If you think something's up or something's going on, you need to let these people know that you're concerned. And when a teacher tells you they're concerned about something your son or daughter's doing, don't brush it off and go, yeah, I was like that in high school. This is not the same environment. I'm not telling you it's the end of the world. That's not what I mean by that. But don't brush these things off so easy. Pay attention. And Jamie's right. I mean, when you look at what they have, these kids are being bombarded on that little blue screen of theirs on a regular basis. It's crazy that it's going somewhere to happen. They're inundated with this stuff. So you've got to be engaged. You've got to be involved. I'm not telling you to be that pain in the butt parent that's in every little bit of what your son or daughter's doing. But understand what they're doing. Pay attention to what they're doing. And don't be afraid to interject yourself. Some of you don't want to say a word. Jamie Porter joins me, and you know, the reason he is so involved in this is that for all intents and purposes, he too is a victim. He lost his son to a fentanyl overdose. And Jamie, again, I'm so much appreciative of you being with me tonight.
Oh, thank you, Joe. I'm just so happy that I've been given a voice through this medium. So I love being here.
You know, interesting thing, 2 days before my district showed the movie, the LAUSD, I saw the, I guess it's the sub superintendent came out. They had just lost, I think they had three kids were sick from it, one kid they had lost from it, and actually came out to the microphone with all those people around him saying, well, you know, we're investigating this, we're not so sure it's a big deal, you know, this stuff happens in high schools, and I'm thinking, is he brain dead? Is he covering for somebody? Are they just afraid to admit they have these kind of issues? And then what? A few days later, they lost a few more kids, and all of a sudden, it was an out-and-out war on fentanyl. But it took, why does it take these people to lose children before they figure it out? Anyway, go ahead.
Well, that just shows their ineptitude to doing their jobs, that their ineptitude to warning parents of exactly what's happening in our schools. The ineptitude of we're living a fentanyl crisis never seen before. In 2020, we suffered 94,600 drug deaths in the United States. 75% of those were all due to fentanyl poisonings. In 2021, we had over 107,661 drug deaths in the United States. 71,218 were all due to fentanyl and fentanyl-related substances.
Wow.
Think about that. That's living. That's like having a 9/11 event every 3 weeks in the United States of America. That is what's happening in the United States right now. And when I talk about this, people look at me like I'm nuts. I'm telling you, I feel like sometimes in a very bad episode of The Twilight Zone where somebody drops me in Times Square in a plexiglass cube and I'm pounding my fist against there, trying to get people's attention, but people just continue walking by. And a lot of that has to do with the stigma of addiction and overdose. But the only reason why, you know, Superintendent Carbajo came out to speak with the medical director of Los Angeles Unified School District is because they got caught with their pants down. For some reason, and I don't know why, schools or school boards no longer are providing drug education into schools. You know, there are coalitions that provide education in vaping and alcohol, but with all due respect, the vaping and the alcohol, it's not killing these kids, it's fentanyl. So our organization has come up with this documentary once again. We're putting a package together for teachers where they're going to be able to have a lesson plan or a curriculum of some kind where they can show the documentary in their classrooms and then have a frank conversation with these kids. I'm telling you, Joe, when I present in these high school gymnasiums and I have all of these 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th graders, and I had a group of 7th and 8th graders approximately about a month ago, their jaws dropped and they just cannot believe it. And they come up to me and they hug me and they say, we're so sorry for the loss of your son and thank you for this presentation. I think you saved my life because I didn't know. And that's quite humbling, quite frank. You know, it's very, very humbling to hear that. And, but then I started thinking to myself, go, why am I doing this? You know, why do I have to do this? And why do so many other parents have to do this? There are thousands of foundations now since 2018 that have propped up that are all in the space of fentanyl-specific education in schools. And usually these foundations are run by parents who have lost their own children to fentanyl poisoning. So my question is why isn't our school boards, and I'm not blaming you, Joe, you already released it, and thank you for that, but why aren't our school boards, why are educators so afraid of bringing specific drug education, fentanyl education into the schools? What I provide is absolutely free. I do not charge anything. I've never received a penny from any school or anything like that. If they want to and they so wish, they can donate towards our foundation. It's not compulsory. They don't have to. It just helps us go on to the next school, and then it helps us procure materials and educational materials for so that people can use that. But we don't charge anything, so excuse me. There's no excuse that, well, I'm sorry, we don't have any money in the budget. That excuse doesn't work, because my organization and the members of my organization do not charge a dime. We do this on a voluntary basis. We love what we do. We love connecting with the children. We love giving these presentations with our documentary. So I don't know what the holdup is. You know, they had Miss Melanie Ramos, 15 years old, found dead at Bernstein High School. And then there was a young, other young girl from Nogales High School in La Puente who died a day after. Last week we lost a baseball player, I think his name is Cade, from Woodland Hills High School or Woodland Hills. And the same story is over and over and over again. And the question is, why are they dying? Well, they are dying because we are failing and getting this education to these kids so that they can make the right decisions. I
told you why. Until parents step up and do something about it, we don't have a drug problem. Very few school districts want to fess up that they've got a drug issue, whether they're overrun by it or whether they're working on trying to fix it. They just don't want to fess up to it. I'm sorry. I talked to some of these trustees that want to shy away from this kind of conversation. And I'd love to take them to a funeral of a child that died where they could have done something to change it. Make them go and make them sit there with you.
Had I known about fentanyl, I might have been able to have warned my son. And now I am left with a box of ashes in his bedroom. That's what I'm left with.
Yeah,
and that's not right. Do I condone my son's decision of wanting to self-medicate or try that drug? Or no, absolutely not. He made a huge mistake. But it shouldn't have cost his life. We all make mistakes when we're going to grow up. When we grow up, we make mistakes. That is just part of life. We all make mistakes. I made a ton of them. I am by no way, shape, or form an angel. Believe me. But I'm here. I'm 60 years old, and I'm alive. These children do not deserve to die for making just one bad decision. It's not right. If anybody wants to reach out to me in the community who wants these presentations, they can talk to you, or they can email me at Jaime, J-A-I-M-E, at StopTheVoid.org. Jaime at StopTheVoid.org. And I am more than happy to reach out. If they reach out to me, I'm more than happy to give these presentations. I'm telling you, my whole October is swamped. I'm going to Newcastle, Pennsylvania. I'm going to Wichita, Kansas. I'm presenting in all the high schools in Wichita, Kansas. They have me out there for a whole week doing 3 presentations a day. I love it. We're doing it. We're going to the high desert. We're going to Granada Hills High School, I think. When there's some other Kennedy High School in Los Angeles. It's a little trickle effect, but we're starting to finally open doors. And I think they're doing it because, like I said, they got caught with their pants down.
I got a note from somebody.
This district is not acceptable. No. It's not.
I got a note from somebody while you were talking that at the school district, they actually showed it over 3 days. They broke it up into 3 segments in the morning. So what they would do is talk to the kids after a certain segment. They would talk about it, and then they came back the next morning. And one teacher here says that the kids were, by the third day, they were seated, they were engaged, and they were paying attention. So, you know, it's proof positive that you're not going to hit it right away. You have to keep showing this thing. You have to show it 2 or 3 times a year. You got to talk about it 2 or 3 times a year. It is a big deal.
Well, I had a very courageous teacher from Golden Valley High School. Her name is Ms. Alexis Botten. She reached out to me. She wanted me to go up and talk to her kids. And I think they all saw the documentary on a Monday. I went in on a Friday. And from what I understand, all of them wrote, after my presentation, they all sat down. They came up to me. They hugged me. They said, sorry for your loss. Other kids came up shocked that they had no idea what was happening.
Right.
And I tell these kids, I go, don't let these people disrespect you. Don't let them take your self-worth away. These people are trying to get you addicted to something that you have no idea what you're consuming.
All right, Jaime, we've only got about 20 seconds, 30 seconds left. Tell people quickly again how they get a hold of you and your organization.
Our organization is StopTheVoid.org, StopTheVoid.org. My email is Jaime, J-A-I-M-E, at stopthevoid.org. You'll find me there. Write me, and I'll be more than happy to reach back out to you guys.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, but I am glad that you're out there pounding pavement and making a difference. So God bless, and thanks for what you do.
Thank
Don't be teasing your host. You got me for the whole hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.